middle and feeds it to Rochelle. Shot! Goal! John Rochelle!
We had a really good team all around, a very, very well-balanced team.
We're a very close-knit team. If you fought one guy, you were fighting us all.
Now Middleton with it. He scores! Ricky Middleton!
These are the guys from what was my favorite era with the Bruins.
There are a lot of people who agree with Rick Middleton. Aside from their cup winners, there may not be a more beloved Bruins team than the one that took no prisoners in the late 70s.
Let's put it this way. What the Garden fans got treated to, you take the three centers, you know, Peter McNabb was a great goal scorer, Jean Rattel, Greg Shepherd, all-around tremendous player. But then you look at the eight wingers that came over the boards. On the left side, you had Donnie Marcotte, who was, you know, physical and wouldn't pass up a body check anytime. And then you had, at that time, you had Secord, Winsink, and Jonathan. That's the left wing. The right wingers, you had Ricky Middleton, who turned people inside out. Bobby Schmutz was rude and crude. And then you had Cashman and O'Reilly. So you look at those eight wingers that were coming over the boards, and two of those guys were coming over every shift. So you knew something was going to happen.
Brad Park was one of an NHL record 11 20-goal scorers for the 1977-78 club. They were the result of a long transition from the Orr and Esposito teams that won championships in 1970 and 1972.
They were the glamour team back then. Every Bobby Orr, I think it's last year, 46 goals, 89 assists, plus and Phil with 76 goals. We went a different route. We went, like this route, we went, I think Fran Rosa said it the best, we were a lunch pail gang. And we checked in at 7:30, and nobody was going to outwork us. And nobody did.
Don Cherry coached that team, and he gave them their personality.
We were the toughest guy, and they used to mail the points in here once in a while. I mean, David Hammer, the Schultz, said in his book, he said he couldn't sleep the night before he came in here. So that was our shtick anyhow, and we were big and tough.
We were known to be a very physical, tough team. Some teams couldn't match that, and so they didn't try.
Terry O'Reilly pulled the unheard-of double feat of leading the team in scoring and in penalty minutes. But he had plenty of help with the former.
I played a good part of the year with Peter McNabb and a good part of the year with Jean Rattel. And to have those two guys, everything I gave to Peter ended up in the net. He was a natural goal scorer. And Jean Rattel, he used me like in a game of bumper pool. He said, stand in front of the net, and he would shoot the puck in off my seat, off my shins. I think I had 29 goals. Probably 20 of them were Jean Rattel shots off of me.
That was an era of hockey when everybody seemed to have a role. Donnie Marcotte was the ultimate checker. He went out against the LaFleur and all the great players from other teams. Peter McNabb was a 40-goal scorer from the moment he got here. And he was playing on a line with guys, John Winsink and Terry O'Reilly, you know, who spent a few minutes in the penalty box. So when they were in the penalty box, Peter wasn't out there. So they cut down on his playing time. Like you said, we had a tough team, but Don Cherry always analogized it. I had a schnauzer back then, and Peter had a golden retriever, and Don had a pit bull. And he goes, I know I can't have a team full of pit bulls. I need a schnauzer and a golden retriever once in a while. So, yeah, we were a cast of characters, different personalities, different roles, but we all meshed together.
Middleton's role was putting the puck in the opponent's net. Greg Shepherd's job was keeping it out of their own. He was a holdover from the superstar-driven teams of the early 70s.
I guess it was because we didn't have Orr, we didn't have Esposito and that, but I think everybody just decided and saying, like, if this team is going to be successful, it's up to me and to be part of it. And to be part of it, we made everybody accountable and said that we all got on the same side and said, let's maybe our last times together, let's make it good. And I think that's when our team gelled more together. Years before, when I first got here, we relied on lots on Bobby and Phil to do it, and maybe we lacked back a bit, but we were left. And if you're the only guys left standing, you got to fight.
And that fight was maybe best personified by the 11th and final guy to reach 20 goals in that 1977-78 season, Medford's own Bob Miller.
I came out of college, never had a fight in my life, and that's all we did. But we stuck up for each other, which says a lot. The way the team embraced me, the Cashmans, Donnie Marcotte, Nifty, Jean Rattel took me under his wing. So we were very close-knit. I think it was one of the better teams the Bruins had in a while.